This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. With a House vote on the USMCA seemingly imminent, the ongoing trade talks with China also appear to be paying off with phase one of the trade deal. On Thursday, an hour or so before the deal was announced, U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse must have had a feeling.
Now that the USMCA looks like it is on track to be approved, I think it's going to be a full court press on the part of our trade representative and the administration and us here to make sure we move forward in a positive way with China.
Newhouse stressed the importance of not giving up.
That is critical. We've got to do that. It's probably the hardest of all of the trade agreements. But, you know, it's like we take one step forward and two steps back sometimes when you talk about negotiations and how they're going.
And Newhouse had been watching the signs.
Recent good news is that the anticipated tariffs that were to be put in place by the United States on additional Chinese goods will not be happening. And so that's seen as a good sign of progress in the negotiations.
A good sign? I guess so.
Now that some of these other things are getting checked and that we can move forward and fully focus on getting this Chinese deal done.
Sources say the White House has offered to scrap a new wave of tariffs and slash some existing duties in half if this deal gets done.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.